Hello, it's the 10th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The £22.6 million bid submitted to the central government back in October 2020 for improvements in and around Bedford has become reality. The money will be used to upgrade the area surrounding Bedford Midlands train station, Midland Road and St Paul's Square. Mohammed Yazin, the MP for Bedford and Kempston, said the injection of sorely needed government funding will provide a boost to the growth and resilience of Bedford town centre. Funds will also be made available to Bedford College to promote health, science and digital skills, complemented by an investment through a private provider in full fibre broadband. Chair of the Bedford Town Deal Board, Samantha Laycock, said, "These projects are going to help unlock the potential of Bedford with a legacy of future-proofing of our town. All projects associated with the grant must conclude in early 2026. An expansion of the county wildlife site status has now been granted to cover the entire acreage of historic Priory Country Park in Bedford. The surrounding meadows and woods are now also covered. The main park, which includes the river and lake, have held the coveted status for a number of years due to precise management. County wildlife site status is conferred to any area deemed ecologically diverse with a rich variety of local flora, animals and insects. Mayor Dave Hodgson said, "As a country park, Priory has long led the way in allowing our natural environment to flourish." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.